is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites. Remember Mainstay Suites? When your group needs an accommodating room to gather, you can book reservations by calling 343-7756. Mainstay Suites.
Mainstay Suites invites you to check out why they are one of the fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVUE News Time 8:53, Newsmaker 2 time here today. Wilma Malone joining us as we talk about Diabetes Awareness Month.
Wilma from Newman Regional Health. Wilma, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. Well, beautiful day.
Yeah, it is a beautiful morning out there. And we are in Diabetes Awareness Month, Wilma. And, I know you're a registered dietitian, and diet very important to diabetes. Well, first, let's jump into Diabetes Awareness Month. Tell us about that.
Yes, our theme this year is Take Charge of Tomorrow, Preventing Diabetes Health Problems. And tomorrow is also World Diabetes Day. So a few facts about diabetes. More than 37 million Americans have diabetes. 1 in 5 don't even know they have it yet. 8% of the population of Lyon County has a diagnosis of diabetes, and it's estimated approximately 1 in 3 people in the United States will have the diagnosis of diabetes by 2050.
Those
pretty
are
scary,
some,
huh?
I was going to say some pretty startling numbers, because that 37 million Americans, that puts it about 10% of the overall population, doesn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
So we're talking, we need to be aware, and we need to follow up.
Well, Wilma, you know, we know there are different types of diabetes. Can you kind of break it down and explain the difference between type 1 and type 2?
Yes. Type 1 is your body basically has stopped producing insulin. Insulin is a hormone that's produced in the pancreas to help us process our carbohydrates and give us energy. So here's my analogy. Think of insulin as a key. It opens the cell door to get the food from your bloodstream into your cells so you can use it for energy. So someone who does have type 1 diabetes does require insulin injections in order to manage their blood sugar. It's typically a very rapid onset for this type of situation. They will have increased thirst, trying to dilute the blood sugar, increased urination, trying to get rid of it, increased hunger because the food's not getting into the cell, they're weak. And so most of these cases typically are in childhood, but they also can be seen in early adulthood. Whereas type 2, your body's still producing insulin, it's just not getting into the cell like it's supposed to all the time. So you might have been told, I have insulin resistance. So what does that mean? That means the key isn't always opening the cell door as quick as it should, so your blood sugars are starting to rise on a more gradual basis. This is typically seen in adults, but we are seeing more of this in teenagers due to obesity. And the symptoms here typically are a little more slow onset, again, dependent upon the patient. And then there's gestational diabetes. That's diabetes during pregnancy. Those hormones that are keeping that pregnancy viable do not let your body use the insulin as efficiently as it should. That's typically diagnosed the third trimester. And then those patients typically do have an increase of type 2 diabetes later in adulthood. And there's prediabetes. We are looking at that now. That insulin resistance slowly is causing that blood sugar to rise. However, we know by research you can reduce that risk of developing type 2 diabetes 60% by losing weight if you're overweight, which is 7% of that weight loss, and keep it off, keywords, and exercise moderately 30 minutes to five times a week.
Okay.
So 150 minutes a week. But that's something for everybody, not just somebody to, just for prediabetes. That's the American. We all should be doing that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's great information there about breaking that down. And as far as losing weight, Wilma, and exercising, what kind of diets should we look to follow with diabetes?
You know, one of the things I like to not use is that word diet. I like to call it a lifestyle change, your eating plan, because it's not a temporary fix. It's not, oh, I got my blood sugars in control, I can go back to whatever I was doing. So everyone should be following a healthy eating plan, which means cutting out or limiting sweets, sweetened beverages, and, you know, it's watching that portion size. We Americans are really good about, you know, making it bigger and larger. Just a little a little tidbit. One can of soda is 10 teaspoons of sugar, and that's not counting how many of those you would have a day. So a lot of us look at carbs. Oh, that's a bad word. We can't be doing that. But carbohydrate foods give you energy. So the goal would be to choose more whole grains, legumes, fruit. A lot of people say, nope, can't have fruit, I have diabetes. Well, fruit is a natural sugar. It has lots of fiber, lots of minerals. So, yes, it is one that we still include in the meal plan. Low-fat dairy products are also a natural sugar. The cow did it. We didn't. But the biggies that we need to do here are those non-starchy vegetables, those ones that your mama tried to tell you to eat. They have lots of fiber. They're everything but corn, peas, and potatoes. Those are counted as starches. But the high-fiber vegetables give you a feeling of fullness. They're lower in calories, lower in carbohydrate, and they're not just steamed. You can roast them. You can have them fresh. You can grill them. So veggies are your friends. Protein, yes, that's important. Size of the palm of your hand, that thickness, we would want that at each meal. Choosing more lean for heart health. And healthy fats. All fats, not bad. Think of oil, avocados, nuts, that kind of thing. So we look ahead, and we think of the plate method is what I like to look at. Take your plate, cut it in half, put a fourth of it your protein, a fourth of it if you chose a grain of some sort or a potato. The other half to have those non-starch veggies. Fill it up. If you add a fruit or milk, keep those portions in mind. But the key thing is planning ahead, looking ahead what we're having instead of, oh, don't know what I'm doing today. Sugar substitutes can be used to replace some of those carbohydrates. The Internet is a great source for diabetes recipes. And we move to the holidays.
The holiday, before you launch into that, there was a recent study that just came out, Wilma, that said the average American over the holiday season, which I guess officially begins next week, Americans will have 26 cookies, 12 slices of pie, 13 cupcakes, boom, over the holidays.
That's it?
That's pretty scary.
Chuck says, that's all?
And I'm like, oh my goodness, who are you?
Well,
they forgot to bring the veggies to the party.
They did. So how can we maybe avoid those numbers, Wilma?
Oh, my gosh. Definitely think ahead. But, you know, fruit is a natural sugar. Make a beautiful fruit platter. Bring raw veggies, and make it pretty with some low-fat dips to go with it. To have some other fillers instead of thinking, oh, I'll just have that. I'll just have desserts. And it's my free-for-all day. But you talked about a free-for-all month. So the key thing I think of is, okay, allow yourself one dessert. Yep, one. Yep, that's it. And not half the pie. Portion size again. So, you know, eating, I know, you think I'm terrible. But eating again, it's a healthy eating plan. And, yes, you can have some of those other things or have small bites of different foods that are brought, particularly if you're at a buffet. And everybody, you know, Grandma's recipe here and Aunt Martha's and everybody else is brought in, and you have to try it or you'll hurt their feelings. Small amounts on those plates and put more of the veggies and the protein on there, and then allow yourself to have that. And then move. You know, that's the other thing, not just your hand to your mouth. Maybe the rest of the body could get going. That would be a good activity.
Mm-hmm. What about some of the complications of diabetes, Wilma?
And, you know, and this is why it is so important that we do address diabetes, because when that blood sugar is elevated over a long period of time, there's neuropathy that's damaged, the feeling of the your nerves. You don't feel your feet, so you can put your foot in hot water and you don't know it. You could get burnt. You lose that sensation, and so it's a high risk of stepping on something and you get infected. Your heart and your blood vessels, you're twice the risk. I know this sounds terrible. You're twice the risk of having heart disease. So we talk about why that's so important. Your kidneys, your eyes, gum disease, all of those are increased risk in terms of those complications. But we can reduce those. We can, I always say, put them out there, out to the distance, out so that by changing lifestyle, if there's medications that's necessary, then we can help control those blood sugars so we don't have those complications.
All right, Wilma, what type of resources available at Newman Regional Health for people with diabetes?
We feel education is the key to managing your diabetes. If you understand what's going on, you are more likely to follow through. So we do offer monthly diabetes classes per a physician referral. We discuss nutrition, exercise, activity is another word I like to use for that, glucose monitoring, medications, stress management, complications, sick day management, goal setting. We go over all of that so that the patient can understand, the person with diabetes can understand what's going on, and a support group is more than welcome. We also have a diabetes support group free to the public. We've been doing this for about 7 years. It's quarterly. We offer it the first Thursday of the month of March, June, September, and November at the School of Nursing, and we do publicize that. We also have a free community diabetes health fair every April at the community. At the community building, again, to bring awareness of helping people manage their diabetes.
If people would like more information or have further questions, Wilma, what do they need to do?
Call the hospital, 343-6800, extension 2-1803.
Wilma? Yeah, 21803 is the extension there, 343-6800. Wilma, always a pleasure. Always great information from you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you letting me be aware of a part of this program.
Yeah, you bet. We'll talk to you later, Wilma. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah, Wilma Malone, a registered dietitian. Knows her stuff, that is for sure.
Absolutely.
At Newman Regional Health. So again, that number is 343-6800, extension 21803. Chuck, have a good day.
Boss, enjoy. Take it easy.
All right. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
Here's what's happening at the School of Visual and Performing Arts at Emporia State University. Intro to Professional Practice will present their art exhibition in the Gilson Gallery, located in King Hall. The show will run from November 17th to December 12th. ESU Jazz Ensembles 1 and 2.